I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro at the NFL's annual meeting in Arizona. A busy few days for NFL owners, for the head coaches, and for key executives. The day began on Monday with Commissioner Roger Goodell addressing the entire group, the general session, and the message is that the NFL has never been stronger. A lot of work to do, though, moving forward in this golden year, the 50th Super Bowl for the NFL. Got the chance to catch up with former Eagle and current NFL's Executive Vice President of Football Operations, Troy Vincent, talking about the message to the league.
The commissioner's point when we walked out of the opening session is we got to get to work. What's expected of us in our local communities? Let's celebrate the good. Let's make sure that we don't get away from our core values, respect, teamwork, resiliency, those things that have made every franchise in the National Football League great. And I think we have to share on that responsibility and making sure that happens.
Now, head coach Chip Kelly will address the media on Wednesday morning, and Chairman CEO Jeffrey Lurie will talk with the media on Tuesday. So we'll have that completely covered for you. In the meantime, we're trying to get some national perspective on what the Eagles have done in this offseason. Who better to go to than Sports Illustrated's Peter King, trying to understand what Chip Kelly is doing, making a comparison. The Eagles head coach and a former great from the Dallas Cowboys, Jimmy Johnson, part of what King has to say about the Eagles' makeover this offseason.
Half the fans who love the Eagles probably say, I've heard of Jimmy Johnson, but I don't really know anything about this. But they're so similar. They basically are all about doing what you believe in and not caring what the outside world thinks about what you're doing. And he clearly has a vision. Thought that Sam Bradford was going to be going to have a much better downfield arm and a more accurate downfield arm, and probably was a little bit more of a quick twitch guy than Nick Foles was. So he made a pretty gutsy move.
Make sure you watch the entire Peter King interview here. It is a fascinating one, his perspective on what the Eagles have done in this offseason. And then again, a reminder, Jeffrey Lurie on Tuesday, Chip Kelly on Wednesday. We'll have that for you right here. I'm Dave Spadaro, Eagles insider from the NFL's annual meeting in Arizona.